You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hey, guys.
This is the movie show.
On your favorite ORS. Yes.
Active FM. I'm Sash.
My name is Ryan.
And today we're talking about everything that is wrong with Black Adam.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, no, we're
not
talking,
everything.
We're talking about Black Adam.
But we're talking Black Adam, and if you did not know, Sash, Dwayne Johnson is your favorite actor, right?
Definitely. My favorite. I'm joking.
And you loved this film, didn't you?
Absolutely. Okay, no, wait. We need to talk about this film.
Absolutely loved this film.
I'm not gonna hate on the film just because. So my issue with Dwayne Johnson is just he's not a good actor. That's it. That is it. It's like, it's the same as Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not a good actor.
He's just got big muscles. And he walks around and he knocks
people over.
My
problem is when they are the same in every movie. You are not an actor if you are the same in every movie. Then you're just yourself in every movie. You're a rich person that is in every movie. Or you're buff. Or yeah, that's my... Yeah.
Then you have what they call... You have character. Because you can just appear as yourself in every film.
You're yourself. They mustn't give you a character's name. They must just call you by your name, you know? Yeah. But we're gonna dive into Black Adam.
Yes.
Which, interestingly enough, Black Adam is the first time that they've brought the character Black Adam to screen. So like before we had Superman films, we had Batman films, we had, you know, like even the Marvel films, we had versions of those, but this was the first time that Black Adam was brought to screen and the first time that the Justice Society, right, was also brought to screen, which apparently the Justice Society is the first superhero team ever created in the comics. It was the first time that like a superhero team was made. So
really, eh?
Yeah. Ryan, you sound very excited about that.
I was not very very happy with the Justice Society.
Yes.
Because the society sounds like the Justice Society, like this whole big society of people. And yeah, these like four people that rock up on a ship.
No, there were two people.
And there were
and then there were two other people that were in the film a lot, but we don't know much about them.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the info behind Black Adam.
I've got two good things about this film.
You only have two good things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we just get them out the way?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get the good out the way. Go for it.
Impactful action sequences.
All right.
Fantastic. Entertained. 2 hours and what, 4 minutes went
5 minutes.
Past like this.
Yeah, that is true.
It
I
was
agree
great.
With that.
So I enjoyed the experience. Loved the action. There were some CG shots and especially some ups on the cinematography, like some of the angles and that.
Yeah, that was very cool.
I loved the whole feel of the way, specifically when Dwayne Johnson would like just fly off. There was like...
And apparently they had a new technique.
I was just like, oh, I like this. I just love the feel.
They did it differently. Mm. So they filmed the flying sequences.
Yeah.
They figured out a new way to do it. So... I agree with you.
Yeah. I just loved it. Like, especially the way he just floats through, it was beautiful. It was, but although it reminded me of Vision, though, very much of Vision.
Yeah, that's true, actually,
the
now that you say that.
The way there were these, like, extreme close and I could see that they used a lot of wide lenses.
And at one point it was weird.
Because of the distortion on the edges.
The distortion, I was still like, wow, that is distortion right there.
But there's this thing where, like, just picture if the camera was close, and suddenly he would just go... And like you would just sort of, it's almost like the camera was stuck on him. I loved it.
Yeah, that was cool.
All right. And then,
nope, there was only one. Only one good thing. I feel like we could split that into two though.
And then of course, like Dwayne Johnson's, like the way that he was just very, almost emotionless. There was just this very like not happy character. He was just this very, like, just strong, straightforward, like, no smile. Just
no. What Ryan is trying to say, Dwayne Johnson didn't act like himself, and Ryan enjoyed that, which once again proves my whole debate on Dwayne Johnson. I'm just saying. Just saying.
So, those were the two things.
Okay, before we get into my bad things, my long list, no, I'm joking. I'm just going to give you some info. So the director is a guy named Chow Mei Colette Sarah.
The what?
Chow Mei.
It's what?
Chow Mei. So basically he, I'm shocked at how many things he's directed. Mm. He directed The Shallows. Do you remember the movie The Shallows with the shark, which was a very good film?
That's right.
He's directed a couple of films with Liam Neeson, notably Nonstop and Unknown, which were also very good films. Yeah. And then...
Unfortunately. The Jungle, right?
He directed Jungle Cruise and he gave up... What film did he give up? He gave up a film to direct Jungle Cruise. I was like, dude, why would you do that? What is wrong with you? So,
so here's the conversation we would have with him. You'd say, hi.
Chow Mei.
Thank you. What
were you thinking
with Jungle Cruise? And then he would say, well, I wanted to try something different in my life.
And like, he stuffed it up, man.
And then he went and he just said, the greatest regret in my life. I will never do that. I realized not to do something different, but to stick with your gut feeling. The end. Okay,
moving right along. Yeah. Okay, the cast of the film. I was actually surprised to see Pierce Brosnan. Mm. I didn't know Pierce Brosnan was in this film. But I also saw, spoiler alert, somewhere that someone said, he only agreed to be in this film because he knew his character was going to die. So he only had to sign up for one film. Which I was like, makes sense, you know. And then obviously we had...
I watched an interview with him. Like after all the bad reviews and stuff. Like literally there's a lot of bad reviews out there. But it's around storyline and the strength of the character. And there's a interview with him. And I'm sure he was pretty much paid to say what he said. I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, so I feel not, you. But I
he's
feel
like,
you.
He's like an absolute different film. And this was genius. And
I've never experienced out of all the James Bond. You're
I'm sitting
right.
here, I'm like.
You stayed with James Bond for 10 years. Are you going to stay with Black Adam for 10 years? Yeah, no, I also got that.
I'm just like, nah.
Yeah. And then you have Noah Centineo. Yeah, we'll get to his character now. You had Henry Cavill. I enjoyed his 2 seconds of the film. And then
they need a hero and there's like a picture in the background and his head's been blown off.
No, Ryan, you didn't watch the end credit scene.
No, I didn't. I actually learned that there was an end credit scene. Especially this was me. Credits. Okay, great.
Ryan, it's a superhero movie. All superhero movies have an end credit scene. Okay, Superman shows up in the end credit scene. There you go. Okay, and then Quintessa Swindle, Cyclone, also. And then Atlas Hodge played Hawkman. His character was cool. And then I loved.
You do?
No, I wanted to say Muhammad, and that's why Loved came out. Muhammad Amir was Karim, who was the brother of the main actress. I loved him. And then he got shot, and I was like, no! And then he survived. So I was like, okay, cool. But when he got shot, I was very upset.
Was good.
And then Marwan Kenzari played Sabah. And he played the king. I didn't pick that up. So you know the guy that became the demon? That's the best. He played the ancient king. So he played both of those characters. And those characters ended up being related. So, but I didn't actually pick that up.
No wonder why they look very well related.
But you know, did you recognize him? I recognized him. And it was his voice. He has a very weird, distinct voice. Mm. He played Jafar in Guy Ritchie's Aladdin.
Is it?
I was like, oh yeah. What is with this guy and evil characters?
Yeah, I remember that.
Egyptian characters.
I do remember that.
Yeah, so that was the cast.
Rings a bell now.
Yeah. So, okay, for me, the slow-mo, right? So the slow-mo was cool. And then it was just a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool, but I felt like they just opted everything was slow-mo. I liked the fight sequence in the boys' room where they were that slow-mo sequence
was cool,
where they, like, tore up the DC, like, Superman, Aquaman. Like, they literally were, like, tearing
and
up the different...
And they smashed a few things, watched stuff flying.
But, like, a lot of the time, the slow-mo was just like, okay, you there's see, a lot of slow-mo in this film.
The best way to... for me to explain what this film is like watching. It's like taking the best parts of every superhero movie over the past 10 years and putting them together in a collage.
Yeah, that's...
Because like literally...
That's what it was.
Like, you know...
It reminded me so much of X-Men. You know, the Quicksilver,
yeah,
those.
Yes.
I was just like, I feel like I'm watching an X-Men movie. Plus the Egyptian What's thing his name? Came into it.
Quicksilver.
Yeah.
With the old classic music.
Yes. Yeah.
And the way like this, he's going through and, like gently around. Moving stuff around.
Bullets.
Exactly. Mm, yeah. So we've got Vision. We've got
X-Men, Quicksilver.
Falcon.
Yes.
Hawkeye. Slash Iron Man.
Actually, he was a combination of Hawkeye because he was Hawkman. Mm. He was a combination of which one did you just say?
Falcon.
Falcon, yes.
And a combination of Iron Man.
Yeah.
The way that his suit was.
Yeah. You know. And then Ant-Man was in there. Mm-hmm.
And even Hunger Games, because they had like the whole thing.
Yes.
And apparently that's it's an actual wrestler's symbol.
I know this as the... Isn't it an evil sign, actually?
Probably.
Because it's the whole...
Like Illuminati.
That's also like the star...
Did you see... I was just like, okay.
You know.
Well, that's not good.
DC's always been like that. They've always been dark like that.
And Ant-Man.
Yeah, that's... Ant-Man was there.
And then I mentioned Quicksilver. Like, there's nothing new that you've mm-hmm. seen. You can like start the film, kind of get the characters, go make yourself some lunch, have a braai. Go bath up, clean up.
You'll be able to tell.
And then just
where
get back for the final fight scene. And
but now, here's my complaint. It's not only with Black Adam. My complaint is most superhero movies are like this now. Like, there's no original... Like, if you've seen one superhero movie, you've probably seen all of them. Because they have the same storyline, like points. Mm. You can tell where you are in the story.
I actually feel like grabbing the camera right now and be like... We need someone out there to invent something new.
With superhero films.
Can we do something new now?
Do you know what this film was made up of? The bass drops. Like every 5 seconds. And then he took a step. And then he flew away. And then he gave a look. And then something happened. Like literally the whole film. I was just like, about bass drops in this film. Like I know you want impact, but when it's every 5 seconds, it's like.
So first 5 minutes, have your subwoofer, then you should turn it down. And then.
Just literally, I was just like, there's so much bass.
For the impact.
Just like. Instead of putting normal footsteps, they put bass drops where every. Like. And then when he was running.
Just change the pitch on one of them, you know.
Yes. I did. So the score was quite interesting. It was quite different. I heard a review where someone liked the score and then another review where they like hated the score.
Really?
Yeah, I personally didn't mind
it. I
forgot
the score. Are you talking about the bass drops?
It was very dubstepy and
And then they had some of that old like 60s, 70s music.
So something, okay, I was listening to a review and I actually agreed with them so much. I actually laughed. So they said... One thing that this film wasn't was woke. It wasn't woke, which is something that Marvel is getting so wrong. Is Marvel's just gone so woke. I'm hating Marvel. And I loved Marvel. I'm hating Marvel. But then he said this. Not being woke is not something you can congratulate a film for. Because that's like congratulating your dog for not vomiting this morning when it shouldn't have vomited anyway. Mm. So you can't congratulate a film for not being woke because films shouldn't be woke anyway.
Well, the dog can vomit. It just means something's bad. And
exactly. Know, that's the point. So you're not going to congratulate your dog for not vomiting. You're just not like, good job.
Just for a normal
Fluffy,
day.
You didn't vomit. I'm so proud. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. But otherwise, like the beginning of the film was good. Like started
the beginning
off,
of
like,
the film was good.
You were like, cool, new K, what's that? Oh, cool. Oh, that looks great. Oh, okay. Oh, that's not okay. That's cool. And then eventually you're just like, okay.
But now that was my problem with Black Panther. So the new Black Panther 2. And it's my problem with most superhero movies, right? Mm. The first act is generally good. Second act normally is good. The third act of superhero movies are a serious problem. Mm. Like, I hated the third act of Black Panther. I hated I didn't hate the third act. But the third act of all superheroes films at this point are just, like... the third act is a serious problem. And then also...
From a storyline point of view,
right? No, the storyline goes whack in the... They get lazy. Like, literally all superhero films... Like, what was the point of the Skeleton Army? What was the point? They already had an army that had invaded. No.
More
that
threat.
That had invaded. You the country. So why didn't they fight them? You see, the problem is they don't want to get morally gray here. So even though they say Dwayne Johnson, the Black Adam, is a gray character, they don't make him do anything that's gray. All he's saying is he's killing people that we don't know, we haven't connected to, there's no connection. And then he kept the amount of times he said, I'm not a hero in this film. Like it was like as much as the bass drops. Between the bass drops and I'm not a hero. That was what this film was made up of. Do, I'm not a hero. Do, I'm not a hero. Do, that's the problem. I'm not a hero. Do. Literally, that is like a summarized version of Black Adam.
Like, don't you guys get it? I'm not a hero.
I'm not a hero, okay? Like, that just freaked me out. And then why, like, if you're gonna make a gray character, Then you need to bring in gray things in the storyline. The fact that that stupid skeleton army at the end was pointless. Black Adam didn't even fight them. And that's so cliche of a superhero
maybe
film.
Maybe he should have refused to fight or something like that. And then, like, maybe...
Or maybe he should have killed maybe the really, boy.
Maybe really it's just... he should just be, like not gray, like a real bad guy. And then they have to, like... And then at some point he has to, like, turn from his ways and...
You see, for me, he wasn't like black. First of all, superheroes, let's think about this, right? Superheroes are in fights constantly. To say that superheroes don't kill is actually, we are kidding ourselves. Because how do they fight the way that they fight and don't kill? So to come and say Captain America hasn't killed anyone, you're lying. You are lying. Mm. You are lying right now in front of everyone. So first of all, to say that now these characters are anti-heroes because they don't kill, they're all anti-heroes then, first of all. Do you understand what I'm saying? Second of all, I mean, Superman's even killed. There was still a whole uproar about it because Superman killed. But now that means superhero is an anti-hero. Superman is an anti-hero as well. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Plus, on top of that, the second thing is, like, to go for the skeleton army is lazy. It's lazy writing.
Black Adam was just killing bad guys, like the enemy.
Yes. Venom, on the other hand, eats people. So, like, there now you're like, okay, gray area now. Because, and he's still in the film, Tom Hardy, the character says to Venom, you can eat them. Like, come on, you can eat them. Do you understand what I'm saying? There we have gray. Do you understand? Because now it's like, you're not just killing them to save so-and-so. You're eating someone. Do you understand? Like, that's why are you eating so? Yeah. Plus, on top of that, this film, the storyline was terrible, especially the third act. It was not character-driven at all. The reason you enjoyed Dwayne Johnson's acting was because he didn't have much character to him. In fact, one review that I watched said he was made out of rock. Excuse the pun. That's why you enjoyed his acting. Because he was just there. He was he was a person.
Very emotionless.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And as to have a protagonist, the protagonist of your film.
Yeah, he didn't have a passion or
do you understand?
Something that he...
That's very...
That's true. He was just there.
He was just there. In fact, Pierce Brosnan and Walkman, those two characters were more...
Yeah.
You connected with them more. Mm. Then on top of that, let's go to... What was her name? Cyclone and the other dude what was the point of their characters? There was no point. Ryan, if we move those two characters out, the movie would have been the same.
They needed help, you know.
No, all they did, she just came with her cool slow-mo colorful
to make the movie a bit longer.
No,
that's what they hired them for.
Like they could have done better with those two characters.
If you cut out all those parts where they did something, the movie would be... I'm trying to find an excuse for them.
There was no excuse, right? There was no excuse. Like,
they needed to make it longer, so they needed more shots, so they needed someone to fill that space.
I also am personally upset that none of the Shazam characters came in. Because, like, Black Adam is Shazam's arch enemy.
Really?
Yes. In the comic books, Black Adam and Shazam are like... And yet Shazam... Superman showed up. Shazam didn't show... Shazam's name was said, or the word Shazam was said, like, probably over 5 times Shazam. In the film. And yet Shazam himself was not there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, no, they didn't even make any reference to Shazam. Like, nothing.
Mm-mm.
And Black Adam, Shazam did make reference to Black Adam. They did.
Is it?
Yes. Oh. There was that one scene that they all were sitting on the thrones and then there was an empty chair and they were still like, wait a minute, who's that chair for? Because like, there's... And then that was reference to Black Adam. But you didn't even...
But wait, if Shazam and Black Adam...
They're supposed to be like arch enemies.
If they're enemies, then why the same name? Why the same chair area?
I think it's like why a family fight, symbol? You know, like that's because they're similar. That's because they're all in the same story. That's the thing. They, yeah, no, this film was.
You know what?
And Black Adam was also originally going to appear in Shazam 2019, but it was later decided that he would debut in his own film.
I think what's happened here, Sashi, is that we've officially reached the point where the movie industry has made too many superhero movies now.
I actually agree with... Can we stop with the superhero films? Yeah. Can we actually just... Can we stop?
Yeah, because there's nothing like, new.
There is nothing new. Mm. Like, Marvel had a good phase. Mm. DC's had good moments. They have had good moments. Yeah. Black Adam... Look, I'm going to say something very controversial. I did enjoy Black Adam more than Black Panther. Personally. That's just personal preference. Black Panther 2, I'm talking about...
I'm trying
about.
To remember Black Panther
No,
now,
Black too. Panther 2. Yeah. The one that just came out. Mm. I personally enjoyed Black Adam more, which is shocking because I didn't think I'd enjoy Black Adam. So but Black Adam, there were errors. There were one sequence. Okay, this I will give to Black Adam. I loved the good, the bad, and the ugly sequence. Like, I thought that was really cool.
Yes.
The way they first of all played it on the TV and then they brought the soundtrack. Mm. That I really enjoyed. Mm. But like otherwise, yeah. Mm.
That was some of the sugar on top.
Yeah.
But that's about it. You know, when you get that cup of coffee and it's like, can I have another thing of sugar, please?
Yeah. You're like, okay, thanks. And just to make it drinkable.
And with this movie, they had to bring the whole...
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But
or it was a cup
they
that
need
was
to
empty.
Start... either people need to do something really different with superhero movies or we've got it. We've had... Why would you continue making the same of what we've already got?
Yeah.
And all Marvel's doing differently is making it woke. That's it.
I think what needs to happen if you want to do superhero movies, you must make your own character from fresh now.
Yeah.
Let's leave DC and Marvel.
And don't do all of the superhero cliches.
Because let's be honest, like most probably the actual Black Adam character in the comics is way cooler than what this movie has probably made.
Yeah,
no,
he is. But I think because he's an anti-hero, he's a lot more of a villain. Mm.
Like, I want to know how many Black Adam or DC comic fans
enjoyed this.
Out there are actually upset about this film.
You know what the joke is with this film? So it got a terrible critic rating, like terrible critic rating. It got a good audience rating. However, there are a lot of Dwayne Johnson fans out there. And Dwayne Johnson even asked his fans, so this was left up to the fans, He asked, do you want me to play Shazam or would you like me to play Black Adam? They voted Black Adam.
Definitely.
And then I think they also asked, do you want me to appear in Shazam or do you want me to make my own Black Adam movie? And they chose Black Adam. So this is really like fan-driven type of thing. But it's not necessarily comic book fans. It's more The Rock fans.
You see?
So.
Agreed. So they're okay, cool. Awesome. But that's all. I think that's about it.
Yeah, no shame.
I think we need another cool superhero, someone different, or, you know, because it's not like you should stop with superhero movies.
What's been given to us. Like when Iron Man came out, that was like, you know, like it was nothing we'd ever seen.
When it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, fresh, awesome.
Captain America was also, the first one was very fresh.
That's why it worked out, you see.
Thor was completely, do you understand what I'm saying? The Batman films have actually worked. There's obviously been dud ones, but like the Christopher Nolan Batman series, I love the Christopher Nolan Batman series. Like that was really good, but like, and then you just had whack ones like Wonder Woman 2. I don't know why they made Wonder Woman 2. That film was such a flop. It's not even funny. And I'm nervous for Aquaman 2, personally. I enjoyed Aquaman 1, but Aquaman 2. And it's not just because of the whole Amber Heard thing.
Yeah.
Just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you...
Is she in it? I'm sure
I saw
her in it, eh?
For their sake, they shouldn't put her in it, but I don't know. We'll find out.
Another
when
superhero
it
film.
Next year, isn't Aquaman 2 coming out next year?
That's 2023. What we spoke about,
yeah. So, yeah, that is Black Adam.
Very interesting. You guys knew that we were going to say this, eh? Oh, wait, you guys didn't even know that we were going to watch this. Yep. So, there it is.
There it is, Black Adam. Ha ha. funnily enough, Dwayne Johnson wasn't the biggest problem with this film. Mm. In fact, he was probably the least problem. Mm. He was not the main issue.
Yeah.
But that's because he was like really not acting like himself and was like really bland and was kind of just there to see.
So what you're saying is that if Dwayne Johnson stopped acting as himself, he would actually make a very good actor.
That's my problem with Dwayne Johnson. And that's my problem with any actor who acts as themselves. Even Noah, he in this film, he was very, he was himself, man. It was like, because he's acted in like all of these cute romance movies on Netflix, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it was just like taking him, like he graduated from All the Boys to All the Boys I Loved Before, and now he's become a superhero. Mm. Like literally, that's what I felt. Mm. That's what I felt. So
true. Yeah. Very true.
So if you're an actor, you need to act. Then that's why it's called acting.
Yeah.
Not as yourself, because that's not acting. You're great. Then you're just being yourself.
You're great for the first film or two. And then after
because everyone thinks you're acting. Then by the third film, they're like, wait a minute. This person's been acting like... Mm.
It's going to be bad if it's like, that person, I love the way they act. They're so stupid in their films. I love the way how silly they are. Oh, that's really how they act.
Like, I love it when I watch a film and you think you know the person. Then you watch interviews and you're like, okay, really? I love it when that happens because you're like, oh, this person's acting. Mm. They're even acting like themselves. Yeah. Mm. So that's my issue with Dwayne Johnson, just in case anyone was wondering.
That's your issue with Dwayne Johnson, yeah.
It's that he's not acting, and he's supposed to be as an actor. Yeah. Like Christian Bale, you know? Let's look at Christian Bale.
That's my favorite actor, right?
You see? Christian Bale's a good actor. I actually started watching a film with him called Amsterdam. I got 18 minutes in. Taylor Swift was in it. For those that don't like Taylor Swift, she died before 18 minutes in the film. Mm. So don't worry. But
is this a Netflix film or is it a
It's a recent film. I don't know where it was released.
Is this the one we're watching next
week? Yeah, let's do Amsterdam next week. Let's go. Yeah. I'll finish it. And it's got, what's his name? Washington. Not Denzel Washington. Mm. The one that was in Tenant.
So his son.
It is his son, hey? Yeah. Yes, he's in it. And Margot Robbie's in it.
Okay, this sounds good.
It's quite quirky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I've only watched 18 minutes, though, so I can't comment. Okay, I will comment next week.
So next week, Amsterdam, right?
Amsterdam,
it's called Amsterdam.
But this has been the movie show.
But this has been the movie show.
Yes.
So this is outside all of that.
Yeah, the Black the Adam nonsense.
On your favorite ORSBS.
Peace.
Cheers.
Stay updated and entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM.
Radio has never been better.